Bigmar says that although this king, Hispinus Caesar, returned back to Rome, he sent Titus back to Jerusalem to finish the job of destroying Jerusalem. Titus not only destroyed Jerusalem, he blasphemized the Shem Hashem, i.e. he raped a woman on top of an open Sefer Torah in the Kodshei Kodashim. He cut open the Pareches, and it began to bleed. This was a mess. Titus thought he had killed the Rabbeinu Shalom. He then made a net from the Pareches and put all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and put them onto a ship so that he could exalt himself in Rome because of his victory in Yerushalayim. It's interesting to point out if you go to Rome today, near the Colosseum, you can see the Arch of Titus, which has the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash engraved on it. Many believe that some of these Kalim may still exist inside the vaults of the Vatican. A Baskol went out to Titus and cursed him. As a punishment, an insect came, went into his nose, and chopped on his brain for 7 years. And when he died, they cut open his head and found a very large insect the size of a bird, with nails of copper. Tafnun Zion. Whoever teaches and hurts Klal Yisrael, it's like touching the eye of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And whoever makes fun of Divrei Tzadikim is punished in Gehenim with Torah Roseches. Rabbi Lozer said, look how powerful the Avera of Busha, embarrassment, is. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he needed to choose a vehicle to destroy it. So because of the Busha to Bar Kamtza, he became the instrument to have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring a rooster and hen to the Chasen and Kala as a good simon for Pirya Berivya. The Caesar, the Melech, since he saw a miracle happen to Klal Yisrael, he decided to leave them alone. Klal Yisrael, instead of saying Hallel, they partied and lit torches all night, which were seen from miles away. The Caesar thought they were laughing at him, so he got up and killed them for 3 days and three nights. Gemara says Eretz Yisrael is compared to a tzvi, to a deer, but it can only hold a lot of people while the Jews live there. But if the Jews are not there, it cannot hold that many people. It actually stretches while they're even living there. The people of Kfar Tzfanya Shel Mitzrayim were tzaddikim. So why was it destroyed? Our answer is because they didn't mourn properly the destruction of Yerushalayim. Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu b'hechai olahaveha, sisu ata misais kol ha-misablim olaha, pasuk in Yishaya. The 80,000 hornblowers of war who had soldiers behind them, they went into the city of Beitar and killed tens of thousands of men, women, and children, the blood of whom flowed all the way to the Yam HaGadol. Naaman became a Ger Toshav, who kept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But Nebuzadrein became a full Ger. In fact, the grandchildren of Haman learned Torah in B'nai Brak. The Kesar killed hundreds of thousands of Jews. Hakol Kol Yaakov of Hayadayim Yidei Esav. All times Jews are killed, there was always Zarei Shel Esav who are involved. Rebbe Lozer says, when someone uses their tongue to fight, you better hide, because the war that comes out of it can be terrible. From the Pasuk of Al Narois Bavel, David was shown the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gemara brings down there was a Maisa that 400 children were captured and taken to Rome to do immoral things. They knew what they would be used for, so based on a Pasuk in Tillim, they jumped off the boat and committed suicide. First the girls jumped and committed suicide, then the boys jumped. Tosfos, in light of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, questions the permissibility of this act, as is brought in Al Adaf. The Gemara there states that when Rabbi Hanina ben Turadion was burnt at the stake by the Romans, they put damp sponges on him to prolong his agony. Nevertheless, he did not remove the sponges and end his life, even though he was about to die anyway, saying that only the one who gave him his life can take it away from him. Why then were the children allowed here to take their lives? Tosfos answers that the children feared they would come to sin, either because they would be unable to withstand the torture, or they would be physically forced to do what they didn't want to do. Rabbeinu Tam derives from this that in the case where one is in a situation where he is afraid that he will be coerced to sin and he does not think he can withstand the torture, it's a mitzvah for him to take his own life. The Ritva cites an additional proof to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. The Medrash in Bereshis, that derives from a pasuk that one is prohibited to commit suicide, states that in a case similar to Shaul, king of Yisrael, it's permitted. Rabbeinu Tam explains that Shaul committed suicide because he was afraid that the Plishtim would coerce him to sin and he would not be able to withstand the torture. The Ritva, in fact, cites the French Gedolim, who ruled Halacha Lemaisa, based on the above sources, that in times of Christian persecution, people should kill their own children rather than allow the Christians to abduct them and raise them as Christians. The Marshal and other authorities, however, disagree with this ruling and maintain that it's forbidden for one to take his own life under any circumstances. Rather, one should firmly commit himself to withstand all tortures and rely on Hashem's help. He's especially against killing children because in any case, they would not be liable for the sin of accepting Christianity, as they would be deemed anusim, forced to sin without a choice. Chana, who had seven children, the first son of Chana was brought in front of the Kesar to bow to the Avodah Zarah, and he refused, based on the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so they killed him. Then they brought the second son, and he also refused, so they killed him. And they killed all first six of her children. To the seventh son, the king said, I'll drop my ring on the floor, and you'll pick it up, so it'll look like you're just heeding my command, not bowing down to Avodah Zarah. He also refused, so they killed him too. But she said to him, tell Avram Avinu when you get up to Shemayim that he brought one son to the Mizbeach, but I brought seven sons to the Mizbeach. She also went up to the roof and fell down and died. The Gemara says a person should never demonstrate Shechita or Tzaras using himself as an example, since it's not a very good skula, i.e. as the Marsha says, Al Tiftach Peh Lusat. Reish Lakish says, Torah can only be mekuyim by someone who kills himself for Torah, meaning he kills his Yetzer Hara. As the Pasuk says, Zos Taras HaTorah Adam Kiyamos Ba'ayah, Ein Divrei Torah Ela B'misha Meimis Atzmai Ba'ayah. Tatnun Ches. 40 sov boxes of tefillin were found on the heads of those who were killed in Beitar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya came to a large city near Rome, and they told him there was a very beautiful child who had been captured and thrown into jail. He asked to see the child and quoted the first part of the pasuk in Yeshaya, to which the child quoted the end of the pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua then said that this child will grow up to be a Meirah HaRabbi Yisrael, and Itaka did become the great Yeshua ben Elisha. He had a son and a daughter who were captured, and they were very beautiful children. Both were thrown into jail and cried on each other's shoulders. On these two children, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Al Eila Ani Baichia. There was a Maisa where a servant succeeded at stealing both his wife and the money of his owner. At that moment, the Gzar Din for the destruction of Yerushalayim and Beitar came. Rav says the only time we say that the sale of land with a sikrikun is not good is if the sale was bepeh, but if it was done bishtar, then it is good. Shmuel says that it's not even good with a shtar, but one needs achrayis in the shtar for it to be a good kinyan. If Reuven lives on Shimon's land for 3 years, and Shimon does nothing, Reuven is kaina the field bechazaka. And if Shimon sells it to Levi, Reuven can't go to Levi and take it back and ask for the 25% rule. We know that if someone buys land from a sikrikun, from an extortionist, he's kainit, but he must pay the original Jewish owner of the land, Midrabanan, 25% of the original value, since he probably got a bargain. The sikrikun probably sold it at a distressed price. Therefore, the second Jew who's buying this land that was extorted from the original Jew can't make money on the first Jew's cheshbon. Therefore, he has to receive and he has to be paid out 25%. But here, this isn't good. When we say that he has to pay 25%, what does this mean? It's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel how much this is, 25% of the original value or 25% of the purchase price from the sikrikun. And the original owner can state whether he wants money in cash or karka. Tafnun tes. In cases of mamonis, taras, and tumas, when we have a convening of bezdin to make a ruling, we first ask the greatest Talmud Chacham for his opinion. But in dinei nefashos, we're maschilin min atzad. We ask the smallest Talmud Chacham first, and then we move up the line to the bigger one. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, till Rebbe, we never had someone who was Torah Ugdula B'Machem Echad. We never had someone who was the greatest Talmud Chacham and the leader of Klal Yisrael all wrapped up in one. The Mishnah. One who cannot hear or speak, Midaraisa, cannot make kinyanim. But the Midrabanan, they can make gestures in order to make a kinyan. This is so this person can live a life. Otherwise, how is he going to buy a loaf of bread if he can't make any gestures and make a kinyan? Ben Becerra says he doesn't need to make a gesture, but simply motioning with his lips is enough. The Mishnah also says, Pu'utais, these are ketanim who are under the age of our mitzvah, what they sell is sold, and what they bought is bought. Since if they're yusaimim, they also need to live. Therefore, they have to be able to do something in order to make a kinyan. And the Gemara says, all these halachas are by metaltalin, but by gitin or karka, the actual kinyan needs to be much stronger. Next Mishnah. Here are some other takanas that were made for Darkei Shalom, to keep peace. Number one, in shul, the first person to get an aliyah by the Torah is the kohen. Then the Levi gets an aliyah, then the Yisrael. Number two, if there are many houses around the chatzar, the Rabbanan made a takana of Eruvei Chatzeres. Really, we know, midaraisa, only a Rishus HaRabim is usher to carry in. But to carry within a chatzar is mutter. The takana was, we need an Eruv Chatzeres to prevent people from actually carrying by accident into a Rishus HaRabim. How do you do this? You put bread in one house. But the gzera mishum darkei shalom is that you keep it in the same house all year, but you don't change. So people should know that the Erev exists. If people need water from a canal, the one, this is number three, the one closest to it gets to take water from it first. the Gemara. The order for Aliyas in the Torah is learned from the Pasuk in Devarim. Vayichtav Moshe es haTorah hazaz, vayitna el haKohanim b'nei Levi. Why does it say b'nei Levi? It's obvious. The Kohanim are b'nei Levi. Our answer is when it comes to kibud, to kavod, first we give to the Kohen, then we give to the Levi. Rav Chiya bar Rav says, we learn it from the Pasuk in Vayikra, v'kidashtai ki alechem elekecha hu makrif. And the Rambam explains that the inyan of v'kidashtai, giving kavod to the Kohen, is really an extension of kavod to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. By honoring the one who brings karbanis, it's like honoring Hashem. The Gemara says we honor the Kohen by letting him getting the first kavod by Aliyas, by being able to bench, and by getting the first right to the best meiser money. Many mitzvahs in the Torah are really mipnei darkei shalom, because of the pasuk, derachecha darkei nayam, v'chol nesivei seha shalom. The Gemara says the balabayis who makes the motzi in the house, he's baitseah, we're mechabed him with being served first. But if he wants to forego his kavod and give it first to a rebbe, he can. However, this is only for a meal. However, in shul, when we're dealing with aliyas, a kohen is not allowed to be meichel on his kavod, but he always gets the first aliyah. But this is only on Shabbos and Yontif. However, on Monday and Thursday, he can be meichel on his kavod and give up the aliyah. We actually don't paskin like this. Ayin and Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Lamed Hei. Abaye says we have a Messiah that says if no kohen is present by Kriyas HaTorah, the order of preference is disbanded, i.e. the Levi does not necessarily get the second aliyah. If there's no kohen, there's no need to be mechabed the Levi. If there's a kohen but no Levi, you give the second aliyah also to the kohen, but to the same kohen you gave the first aliyah to. So as not to imply that the first kohen was a pagan. In other words, if there's no Levi, the kohen gets the first aliyah, and the same kohen gets to make a bracha on the second aliyah. You don't give it to two kohanim in a row. Daf Samach. What was the takana of who has kadima once you finish giving the kohen of a Levi? I.e. for aliyahs number 3 through 7 on Shabbos, how does that order work? Our answer is, first Talmidei Chachamim get, then the heads of Batei Knesiyos are those involved in Chesed get. Today we don't really follow these rules rigidly. Ayin and Simon Kuf Lamed Vav for certain rules of Kadima, how we follow and who gets Aliyahs, for example, like a Chassan gets an Aliyah and has Kadima. A Sefer Torah which is missing one of the five Chamisha Chum Shetara cannot be read from, since it's not Kvayd Hatzibur. Although it's also to write part of one Sefer Navi, it's mutter to write a part of it for the purpose of Chinuch. Rabbi Levi taught us that on the day the Mishkan was completed, 8 special parshias were written, including Parshas Kohanim, Pesach Sheni, and Parah Aduma, i.e. things that are negeah to the Beis HaMikdash. Since Torah Shabbal Peh is so difficult, Hashem made a krisis bris with that part. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmeni says that the Torah says, K'sayv lecha es hadvarim ha'ela, and it says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela. From here we learn, that Torah Shabbat K'sav, you're not supposed to learn Bal Peh. And things that are learned bal peh are not supposed to be written. Dvarim shabal peh, iya tarashai lo imran biksav. And the only reason that Shas was eventually put into writing was because it was feared that it would be lost. Eis lasa slashem heferu sarasecha. The Rambam, in his introduction to Mishneh Torah, writes that the first time permission was granted to write Torah shabal peh was during the period of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, at which time the Mishnayos were systematically compiled into a sefer. He explained that it was apparent to the Rabbanim at the time that due to the increasing Roman oppression and the impending Golus, that the Torah was slowly being forgotten and distorted, and the unbroken chain of tradition in Torah Shabbal Peh was now in danger of being permanently severed. They therefore permitted writing the Mishnayos for the sake of preserving the Torah for future generations. Eis lasas Hashem heferu sarasecha. If many homes surround a river, Rav says the ones lowest in the valley can divert the water to their homes first. Shmuel says the highest can divert the water first. And since we couldn't paskin here, like Rav or Shmuel, we say kol diolam gavar. Whoever takes it first, gets it first. Kol akodem zeche. Daf Samachal, the Mishnah. A woman is allowed to lend kelim to another woman. Even if this other woman is suspected of not keeping shvius, she can still lend her ovens and kelim to make food. Even though there's a chash, the kelim will be used to prepare fruits that haven't been handled for shvius properly. She's allowed to be l'sayeya mipnei ha'isser, to contribute towards doing an isser. This is mishum darkei shalom. But to actually help prepare the food, that's usser. And the eshes chaver, who is mekayim the mitzvahs, can help the eshes amaretz in preparing food. Also, it's permitted to give shalom, to say shalom aleichem to goyim, and it's mutter, this is mutter in order to keep the peace, mipnei darkei shalom. And the Gemara says, when you're dealing with an isser derabanan, you can use the heter of mipnei darkei shalom to be mekel. But if you're dealing with an Isser de Raisa, like Chala, you can't rely on the Heter of Mimnei Darkei Shalom. The Gemara says we can entrust Truma to a Jew, even if he's an Am Haaretz, since he has respect for Truma and therefore won't touch it. But you can't trust it by a Kayan Am Haaretz, because Libay Gaspa, since he's used to eating Truma, he'll have a taiva to eat this Truma also. If a boy who was learning in Yeshiva gives dough to the wife of an Am Haaretz, he sleeps in the house of an Am Haaretz and he gives her dough, the Bachar must take off Meiser when he gives her the dough, and again when he takes the finished bread from her, because she probably did not take it off. Taf Samach Beis. A baker who is a chaver, who keeps the mitzvahs, should not separate the challah of the Am Haaretz, since some of the dough may have already become tameh via the kneading of the Am Haaretz, and the kohen will eat tameh. However, the baker can make the whole original dough b'tahara, put them in kelim, which aren't mekabel tumah, and then take off challah, and when the Am Haaretz picks up what's left, then everything is fine. The Chachamim allowed this kula to allow the baker a chance to have a proper parnasa. These kelim, which aren't mekabel tumah, are kelim like clay evan or clay adam. A person should not go into the house of a guy on his holiday to wish him shalom, but if he sees him in the street, he can give him a quick shalom even on his holiday. When one gives shalom to a king, he should give him a double shalom. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says it's usur for a person to eat anything until he first gives his animals to eat. As we learn from the pasuk, "V'nasati esev v'satcha livem techa," then it says "V'yachalta v'savata," then it says you should eat. This is the pasuk in Kriyashma. The Magen Avraham in Arachayim Simen Kufsamach Zayim says this is only by eating, but one is allowed to drink before he gives his behemoth to drink, as we see from Rivka by the Maisa of Eliezer. It says "Shasei, you should drink v'gam gmalecha." Ashkem, then your camels should drink. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek Shishi, perek Ha'aymer. As background to the Mishnah, there are two types of shluchim for gittin. Number one is shliach lohelacha, which is the shliach that the husband sends to deliver the get. And number two is shliach lekabala. This is the shliach that the woman sends to receive the get. And the Mishnah says, if a man says to a shliach, bring this get to my wife, since he's a shliach lahaylacha, if the husband changes his mind regarding the get before the shliach gives the get, he can be mevatel the get, since the get is bad for the woman. Ein chavin la'adam shalei midata. So he can be mevatel at any time before she gets it. But if the woman makes a shliach lekabala and the husband put it in the shliach's hands, she's divorced immediately, and he can't change his mind since yadai ki yada. The Gemara. From our Mishnah we learn that haylach is kisri. Once a shliach is sent via the shliach lekabala, the shlichus is chal. The Gemara says it's pashut that a man can be a shliach lahaylacha for the husband, and that a woman can be a shliach lekabala for the wife. The question is vice versa. Can a man be a shliach to be mekabel a get, or can a woman be a shliach for bringing the get? The Gemara answers yes, both can actually do this. Actually, v'zeh machlokes rishonim if a wife can appoint a shliach lahaylacha. According to the Rambam, she can. According to the Ran, she can't, since mima nafshach. If the husband confirms the shlichas, she's the shliach lahaylacha of the Baal. And if he doesn't confirm the shlichas, then how can she make stam a shliach on the cheshbon of the Baal? She can't do that. Daf Samach Gimel. Once a man makes up that he wants to divorce his wife, regardless of shlichas, he wants to be divorced however it happens. Kivan shenasan einav legarsha, igarish kolhecha demigarsha. If a woman said to a shliach, be my shliach for Kabbalah, and the shliach says, says to the husband, and the husband says, here, take the get and haylech v'seinla, he can't change his mind, since we say haylech kischi. Reb Nosson says, he can't change his mind, since we say haylech lav kischi. What if he says, haylech, here you are? Is haylech kischi? We say that it is. By Safik the Rabbanan, we paskin l'kula, but by a Safik the Raisa, we paskin l'chumra. Rav says, a woman cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah to take the get from the shliach l'haylacha of the Baal, because the get may have first been put into a chatzer that didn't belong to her, thereby breaking the kinyan. This is midrabbanan. Gzera chatzera haba li'achar mikan. If a woman is a safik grusha, and the opportunity for yibum applies, since it's a safik d'araisa, davar shava erva, we will always do chalitza, but we won't do yibum. The mission. A woman who said to a shliach, go and receive this get, and he did. The woman needs two edim who say, Befanenu Amra, she said, Hiskabel Ligiti, and two edim who say, Befanenu Kibel. So the husband cannot contest the get, and it's a crystal clear good get. And these two sets of edim can be the same two for both testimonies, or a mix of one plus one with a third aid that's in common between both of them. Daf Samach Dal, the Gemara. If a Leva says he owes money to a Malva, even if 100 Edom say he does not, we believe him, since we say Haidas Baldin Kame Edom Dami, and a third party who holds a shtar is believed over either of the two litigants. At the times of the Xeris of the Goyim, Jews used to give gittin and let them be chal for just a brief moment, and then rip them up immediately to avoid potential persecution. In other words, when they wanted to give a get, they would go through the whole process of the ceremony. Then, in the fear of it, the Goyim might find this shtar, they ripped it up immediately. Husband who said, I divorced my wife. We believe him, since he has a migu. He could simply give her a get right now. Rabbi Yitzchok said, if a man tells a shliach, go and make kedushin for me with any woman, and the shliach dies, he becomes usher to marry all women in the world, since we say chazaka shliach eisa shlichusai. It's a chazaka that the shliach probably did the shlichas, and right now if he goes and marries somebody stam out there, he may be marrying one of the close relatives of the woman that he was married to through the shlichas, that the chazaka, where the shliach had already done the shlichas, and this would be an erva, and he's not allowed to do that. But the klal of shliach eisa shlichusai only applies lahachmer, not lahakel. A woman, however, technically should be believed to say, she says publicly, I'm divorced, since she wouldn't have the chutzpah to say this in public unless she really was divorced. Therefore, we believe her if she says it publicly. The Mishnah. Anara Hamorasa, a girl who was between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, she's still in the reshus of her father, either he, the father, or her, can be makabel v'get without das. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no such a thing as a dual jurisdiction over a person's status. So only the father can be makabel v'get. Unless she's a yosema, then she can be makabel because there's no one else to be makabel for. A katana, who doesn't understand the concept of get, cannot accept a get, the Gemara. But a katana who does understand the concept and can protect a get and put it in a safe place, she would be allowed to receive it. The Gemara is a child who has enough intelligence to know to keep a peanut, but throw out a stone. In other words, they know that a peanut is something that can be eaten and that's something worth keeping, but a stone is something that's not worth keeping, therefore it's worth throwing out. A child that has this level of intelligence can make a kinyan for himself, but not for others. But if he's smart enough to give back something when asked to give back something, he can also make a kinyan for someone else as well. According to Shmuel, in both cases, a katan can only make a kinyan for himself. The whole inyan of if a katan can be kind of something, if it's not bedas acher, that's a machlekes rishonim. The Gemara says, in order to make a shitufei mavoyas, so people who surround a mavoy, a courtyard, can carry, there must be a kinyan made for all the people who live around the mavoy. And a katan or a shivcha can also be kaina in this kinyan. Here, we can be more makel with a katan or the shivcha, since shitufei mevayas or eruv v'chatzeres are only dinim midrabanan. Since midaraisa, it's mutter to carry in a chatzer, the only iser is to carry in a rishus harabim. This whole gezeira of making an eruv chatzeres is only something which is midrabanan. That's why we can be more makel. Daf samachay. The only time the rabbanan made their takanas equivalent to dinei daraisa is if the ikar of the din is daraisa to begin with. But if the basis of the halacha is midrabanan, then they're more mekel. Or says a person is mechuyev to take his maaser sheni to Yerushalayim to be paided. If he doesn't go to Yerushalayim, he must add a knas of 1/5. However, via harama, by a trickery, it's possible to pater oneself from paying the extra 1/5 if it's done via a third party. A person is not allowed to sell land of a deceased father, he got to be Yerusha, until he reaches the age of 20. Since that's when he'll have full das. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus Baba Basra Daf Kuf Named and Kuf Nun He, a boy under age 20 can't even sell his own land until he's age 20 because it's deemed that he doesn't have the proper das to do that. The Mishnah. A ketana who said to a shliach, collect my get for me, it's not valid until the get is delivered into her hands mamish, since a katan cannot appoint a shliach. So until then, the husband can change his mind. The next Mishnah. As background. Although normally Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, but if a woman marries a kayan, she can eat truma. And the Mishnah says, if a woman, Eishes Kayan, says to a shliach, bring me my get, at that moment she can continue to eat truma until she actually receives the get, since this now is a case of shliach lohelacha. But if she says, just simply receive my get, she's usher b'truma as soon as the shliach receives the get. Gemara. We know that a person cannot walk beyond 2,000 amas outside of a city on Shabbos unless a person makes an Erev Tchumen by putting food at the 2,000 amas point. And the Gemara says, if a person says to a shliach, put dates for me at the 2,000 amas point, but the shliach puts figs out there instead of dates, the Rabbanan hold that the Erev is no good, since the specific instructions were for dates, and he actually put out figs. Rabbi Elazar says the Erev is good anyway, because despite the fact he put out figs, that's good enough to create the Erev. the Mishnah. If one says to two people, give a get to my wife, they can write it and give her a get. But if he said in a roundabout lashon, like simply provide for her, since we're not sure what he meant, they cannot go out and write a get. Gemara. Depending on where the statement is said, i.e. in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel, there could be differences on what specific lashon can mean. Therefore, depending what he said and where he said it, there could be differences if divorce should be chal or not. The Mishnah. They used to say that if a man was taken out in chains and he said, kasvu get liishti, they can write the get and give it to his wife. Since he was confused, we can assume that he meant that they should deliver her the get also. Later they said, the same is true even for a traveler who left town and he said, kasvu get liishti, we still say since he was confused and so on and so forth, that that's enough to assume that he wants to divorce his wife, and therefore you can deliver the get to the wife as well. Daf Samach Vav, the Gemara. The dinim of gitin are similar to the dinim of matnas shchiv mera. If he recovers, the matana is not chal, if he doesn't want it to be chal. However, there is a big difference between get and shchiv mera, in that we say, yesh matana lachar misa, therefore it can be chal once he dies. But the get cannot be chal once he dies, because we say the halacha is ein get lachar misa. The next Mishnah. If a person was thrown into a pit, and he said, anyone who can hear me should write a get to my wife Rivka, the listener can write a get, and it's chal. The Gemara. Maybe we should be chayshish that the person calling out from the pit was a shade, was a demon, and therefore how do you know that it was actually the husband calling out? Gemara answers, they could clearly see the shadow of a man when they looked down into the pit, therefore they knew it was a man. Maybe it's a troublemaker who wants to get the wife divorced, and therefore somebody standing in the pit is just screaming up stam, and it's really not the husband. The Gemara answers, since it's a shas sakana that could cause her to be an aguna, we're not chayshish for this. In other words, if there was word that came out that somebody wanted this woman to get a divorce, by not giving her the divorce, she could live the rest of her life as an aguna, and she'll never be able to remarry. Therefore, because of this chash, we automatically say that we believe the fact that if someone said they saw somebody in a pit say that, we believe them, and therefore the get can be given to her. The Mishnah. If a healthy man says, write a get for my wife, but he didn't ask them to deliver it, they should not write a get, since he probably was just joking. But if after this statement he went up to a roof and committed suicide, we can then assume he wanted her to get the get. Haychiach seifai al tchilase. Because if now he died, committed suicide, and just a few moments before that he said, write a get for my wife, he probably meant that because he was about to commit suicide, he wanted his wife to get the get. The Mishnah. If a man just says, give a get to my wife, but he never said, kisvu, he means they should write it also. So the get is good. If one said to three people, give a get to my wife, since these three are like a bezdin, they can appoint others to write it for them, if they want to. If one says to 10 people to write a get, one can write and 2 can sign. But if he says, kulchem ksuvu, all of you should write the get, one writes, but all the rest should sign. If one died before the chasimus, the whole get is pasul, because he had specifically said he wants kulchem, he wants all of you to write. And since one of them died, it's impossible for all of them to write. The Gemara. Others argue and say if a husband tells someone to write a get, they always must write it themselves, but they can never tell someone else to do it. Even if one tells the Bezdin HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to appoint someone else to do it, but rather they must do it themselves. Rabbi Yossi holds, Mili le-mimsaran le-shliach. You can't give instructions to a shliach to tell a sefer to write a get. You can only appoint a shliach to actually give the get. Rameir holds, Mili mimsaran le-shliach, that you can do this. Daf Samach Zayin. We generally paskin like Rabbi Yossi because nimukai imai, his svaras are grounded solidly. Isi ben Yehuda used to point out the distinctive qualities of the different Talmidei Chachamim. For example, Rameir was wise and he was a sefer. Rabbi Yehuda was a chacham kishayirtze. He could be a talmid chacham even under difficult circumstances. Rabbi Tarfon was like a heap of nuts. He had so many good rayas, it was hard to topple any of the rayas. Rabbi Yishmael was a chanus miuzanus, a well-stocked store, i.e. he always had answers to the questions whenever he was asked. The same way a storekeeper who is well-stocked always has the product when a customer wants it. Rabbi Akiva was like a storehouse with compartments. He was very mesuder. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri was like a basket of fancy goods. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was like a kupa shel besamim. Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was kav v'naki, straight and clean. He didn't say much, but what he did say was very, very accurate. That's why we always paskin like him, even when his opinion is keneged harav. And finally, Rabbi Yossi was nimuka imai. He always had good svaras behind his psak. The Chidah in Baba Basra, in the Gemara in Baba Basra, asks the following question. The Gemara says there, Le'olam al yisaper b'tayvasa shel chavera, debitech shvachai bali de gnusai. A person shouldn't openly praise his friend, because from praise, a discussion will end up leading to saying Lashon Hara. So how did Isi ben Yehuda do this? The Chidah answers, this Isser is only in front of the enemies of the person.
or if one overpraises very much in praise, then he's not allowed to do it. But otherwise, he is allowed to praise a person, even in front of him. The Gemara says, in order to keep the peace, it's better when a person divorces his wife not to tell a shliach to tell a sefer to write a get and tell Adam to sign it. He should himself tell the sefer and the Adam to do it. This is because someone who wants to make trouble can pose as the husband and tell a sefer to write a get, which the husband really doesn't want. So a sefer shouldn't write and Adam shouldn't sign unless they hear directly from the husband. And the Ritva asks, let's be chayshus that every Adam in the world will end up tricking people like this. So let's not believe any Adam. This is a tzarachim. And finally, the Gemara says, if a man says to 10 people, take this get to my wife, only one of the 10 people needs to actually deliver the get. But if he says all of you, kulchem, should deliver the get, then all 10 must go. And if he dies, the get is completely possible. Rava says, today a person should never use this expression by Eidus HaGet and say to them the word kulchem so as to avoid these types of problems. This marks the end of this parak, and at this point we will conclude our shir.